item is number 5, and can someone notify Board Member Massey? Yeah, let me ask the board. There's a good chance that we be done with this meeting by 12:30 or before 1. Jean wants to know whether she should go ahead with our lunch order, and I'm inclined to say no. Does everyone?
I didn't order anything.
Okay. No, I think we'll have us all say no.
Okay.
And thank you for bringing that to our attention. I appreciate it. And for Board Member Massey, we're on item number 5, which is to consider a resolution number R1-2007-0073 for the adoption supporting the use of recycled water for irrigation in the North Coast region. And this is a non-adjudicatory hearing. So that means that testimony does not have to be sworn. We do not have the formal rules of evidence. We, of course, want people to be forthright anyway. And with that, we'll call it on staff to make a presentation. And I do want to point out to members of the audience that some of these matters are subject to additional public hearings. For example, a basin plan amendment is a major process before this board. There are major hearings, and we have rarely gotten through with one hearing or two hearings. We take our basin process amendments seriously. And second of all, items on recycling that affect an individual permit come up for the public hearing process within that permit process. And so I hope that could be kept in mind in presenting the testimony. So can staff please begin? And I guess one other item, my understanding is there was a request to consolidate testimony. Can staff describe that and we'll rule on it?
I believe that Brenda Edelman has requested 10 minutes rather than the 3 for each party to represent a group of people.
And then, Brenda, can you please step to the microphone and indicate who you're representing? And yes, please. Not to testify, just who you're representing, multiple groups.
I represent Russian River Watershed Protection Committee, and we have approximately 1,500 supporters in the Russian River area. Most are property owners, and many of them reside throughout the Greater Bay Area.
Okay. I just want to go ahead. I'm going to rule in favor of your request, and I want to indicate to the audience and others, I really appreciate when there could be a huge number of people testifying, that it is consolidated and we get high-quality individuals to testify, and I think it makes better proceedings. So that will go back to staff.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm Mona Doherty, an engineer with your staff. This item is the consideration of a resolution to support the use of recycled water for landscape irrigation in the North Coast region. At this time, I'd like to enter this presentation and all associated documents into the public record. This item was properly noticed on our website and in the agenda notice. Staff also sent the resolution to local environmental groups that staff understood might be interested. This morning, you were given a package with the draft Santa Rosa Water User's Guide and comments we received on the proposed resolution. We received the majority of the comments on Tuesday, and although this was too late to give them to you in a timely manner, we want to provide all the information we received. The Water User's Guide can also be viewed online by the public, and any interested parties should contact me or Santa Rosa staff for more information. We received comments that raised important questions and concerns that will be evaluated during the basin plan amendment process to address low threat discharges. Many of the comments raise issues or requested information outside the scope of this resolution. I have given copies of all the comments to the basin planning staff to consider while developing a basin plan amendment on low-threat discharges for your consideration. This resolution is not a regulatory change. Rather, it is a clarification of existing long-term Regional Water Board and staff support of the importance of conserving potable water and using recycled water for appropriate applications. This resolution is also consistent with state water board policy. I will introduce the item, and then the City of Santa Rosa would like to give you further details on their planned recycling project and on their request that the Regional Water Board adopt this resolution. The Regional Water Board has long supported water recycling efforts. The City of Santa Rosa is developing the Santa Rosa Urban Reuse Project to provide 1 billion gallons of recycled water per year, reducing the city's use of its potable water supply. The city has requested some assurance that the Regional Water Board supports their project before committing additional funds. In 1977, the State Water Board adopted a policy statement that the California Legislature, State Water Board, and Regional Water Boards encourage the development of water reclamation facilities and the use of reclaimed water. This policy statement is included in your agenda package. The Basin Plan currently prohibits most dry weather point source discharges to surface water, the Russian River and its tributaries in this area. There are a variety of disposal alternatives that are consistent with this prohibition, including discharge to percolation ponds, agricultural irrigation, urban landscape irrigation, reinjection, and other wastewater recycling opportunities. Even with employment of best management practices, small amounts of recycled water may occasionally be discharged to surface waters during irrigation activities. Staff is currently developing a draft basin plan amendment to revise the provisions that are regulatory barriers to developing recycled water projects. One of the goals of this resolution, the draft basin plan amendment, and upcoming revisions to the city's stormwater permit is to recognize that low-threat discharges are currently occurring and that through the use of best management practices, such as monitoring, inspections, and enforcement, such discharges can be reduced. The goal is not to allow more discharges to surface waters, but to reduce through best management practices those already occurring. Any revisions will consider the water quality impacts and ensure that low-threat discharges during the dry weather season with the use of best management practices will protect beneficial uses and not contribute to water quality degradation or harm to aquatic life. Regional Water Board staff is in general agreement with Santa Rosa staff on the concept of the best management practices needed for the use of recycled water, but the BMPs have yet to be finalized and agreed upon. The BMPs will be evaluated during the basin plan amendment process and the stormwater permit renewal. Both of these processes solicit public participation and comment. Staff recommends that you adopt this resolution supporting the use of recycled water with appropriate best management practices in the North Coast region. Santa Rosa submitted proposed revisions to the resolution with their comments, and you have them in your handout. Regional Water Board staff does not support Santa Rosa's proposed revisions, as we received them Tuesday, and the comments generally do not raise substantive issues that warrant late revisions. The board has identified the low-threat discharge basin plan amendment as a high priority, and staff is working on it diligently. The basin plan amendment process, as you know, is challenging and can be contentious. Staff does not want to include a schedule for completion in this resolution as Santa Rosa requests, because pitfalls beyond our control can slow the process. If you have any questions about the city's specific proposed late revisions, I'd be pleased to address them in our opposition to them. Are there any questions at this time, or would you like to hear from Santa Rosa and the other stakeholders first? Thank you. So.
Board Member Anderson.
If I may, just you mentioned that there are desire is to reduce what's currently occurring, not contribute more. Do we know what is the amount of what currently is occurring?
Well, I think that's going to be an evaluation that will be taking place in the basin plan amendment process. And as I'm not working on that, I'm not really aware of the details of if that will be covered or not. I assume it will. And I think what I was getting at reducing the discharges is something that, you know, our staff is very motivated to do and is looking at the basin plan amendment process as an avenue to do that.
Okay, anything?
With that, I'll call on Greg Scholes, Deputy City Manager, City of Santa Rosa.
I'm afraid to touch your microphone based on what it was doing earlier.
I share your fear.
And we have, we're trying to consolidate our testimony also. And given the time, I'm going to go very quickly. So as you said, I'm Greg Scholes. I'm the Deputy City Manager in Santa Rosa. First, I want to thank the board for considering this resolution, but I primarily wanted to thank John Short and Mona Doherty for their leadership that they've shown here. It's very important to us to get this project, which we're going to talk to you quickly about, moving forward. And this adoption of this resolution allows us to know what the board's intent is towards incidental runoff or low-threat discharges that is described in the resolution. So again, thank you, board, for recognizing this critical juncture in our planning process. This urban reuse project that we have will help improve, we think, water quality, beneficial uses, and also water supply. I think it was pointed out in your staff report that the Santa Rosa Urban Reuse Program will offset about 1 billion gallons of potable water supply annually, which is significant, and given the drought conditions that we're experiencing this year, probably even more significant. Our current schedule, which is important to us, has us beginning design early part of next year, with construction of this fairly significant project beginning in 2009. Our estimates for the project have been as high as $120 million capital expense for the project. And with that in mind, that's why it's important for us to, and I also think your staff indicated that the basin planning process can have hiccups and may not move as quickly as we need. It's very difficult for us to recommend to our Board of Public Utilities for this system that provides service for over 200,000 people to spend this kind of money when there's no guarantee that this kind of incidental runoff that's not something that's adverse to the environment would be permitted. So we want to, this is a good step in that regard. We think that given the adoption of this resolution, and we did give you some comments, they aren't significant changes that we're proposing, but we did have some that we would hope you would consider, and I'm sorry that they were delivered to you late. But we think that the resolution as proposed and possibly amended will allow us to move forward with the design portion of this project. So we would go ahead and we'd recommend to our board to move forward with the design portion of the project. This would help avoid delays and possibly even selection of a different project to move forward with as we try to comply with our permit requirements that this board has imposed on us. So we are very supportive of the resolution. As I said, I hope you consider our comment letter. And with that, in keeping with trying to get out of here on time, I'm going to introduce Jennifer Burke, if it's okay, to Jennifer. Yes. Burke. She's a senior water resources planner for the City of Santa Rosa. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the board. As Greg mentioned, my name is Jennifer Burke, and I'm the Senior Water Resources Planner with the City of Santa Rosa. And I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to present information to you on the policies and guidelines that we have developed and are developing regarding recycled water use in the City of Santa Rosa, which is a valuable component of our water supply resources. The City of Santa Rosa has a number of policies and guidelines in place regarding requiring conservation and efficient use of water to prevent the waste of our valuable water resource. These policies and guidelines, along with the state requirements for pipeline separation and markings, tags, advisory signs and labels, site supervisor designation, and annual self-inspections, make up the best management practices for recycled water use. An irrigation site that is properly designed, operated, and maintained per the City of Santa Rosa requirements will prevent runoff and minimize overspray and incidental runoff. The city has had an adopted water-efficient landscape policy and continues to have an adopted water-efficient landscape policy and single-family residential landscape policy that establishes the standards for landscape and irrigation design and installation for all development within Santa Rosa to ensure efficient water use and prevent runoff. Some of the highlights of our water-efficient landscape policy that I'd like to just let you know about are that it prohibits turf on slopes exceeding 10%. It limits sites to 40% high water use plants, requires low water use plant selection well suited to our climate with appropriate point application methods, requires hydrozoning of plants irrigated with irrigation controllers with repeat start time potential and rain shutoff devices to allow watering in short spurts so that the water will infiltrate into the ground. All sites developed in Santa Rosa must submit irrigation and planting plans to the city as part of their building permit application process. These plans must be reviewed and approved by the city's water conservation program to ensure that they meet the requirements of the policy. After the landscape has been installed, the city's water conservation program staff must come out and inspect the site as well as the irrigation system in operation prior to receiving final approval for the site to ensure that it meets the requirements of the policy. With regard to operation and maintenance, recycled water sites will be required to be operated per the Recycled Water User's Guide, which I believe was mentioned and has been distributed to the board. Recycled water sites must designate a site supervisor who is responsible for recycled water use on site. As defined in our Recycled Water User's Guide, the site supervisor has many responsibilities, including personnel training with regard to appropriate recycled water use, providing 24-hour system coverage to respond promptly to operational issues, conducting regular preventative maintenance and system inspections, and being available via phone contact 24 hours a day to city staff should any problems arise. In addition, the city is responsible for having 24-hour contact available, providing training, and providing inspections of the system as needed. The city also has the authority to terminate recycled water service at any time for a violation of the user's guide. In 1999, the City of Santa Rosa adopted a water waste ordinance, which prohibits water use that results in runoff and breaks or leaks in the water delivery system. The city code provisions authorize the director of utilities to terminate water service if there is any violation of the water waste ordinance. In addition, the city employs a water waste patrol to identify water waste and also has a hotline available to the public. So if any water waste is identified, they can call us, let us know, and we can go out and contact the customer, notify them of the violation, and work with them to try and assist them in resolving the problem. The City of Santa Rosa also offers numerous programs, including irrigation system audits, rebates, classes, and information to assist all of our customers, whether they would use potable water or recycled water, with improving their water use efficiency and eliminating water waste. All of these policies and programs are in place to eliminate and prevent runoff. Incidental runoff is that minimal amount that would occur after all of the BMPs are implemented. An example would be windblown spray or a sprinkler head that is broken. Incidental runoff is not sheet flow of water across turf running down the sidewalk into gutters. Others will tell you today that the resolution and the basin plan amendments as proposed would permit water quality degradation during the discharge prohibitions season, and we strongly disagree. We agree with your staff that the resolution and proposed amendments will result in reduction of runoff such that only truly incidental runoff occurs during this sensitive time of the year, as we all don't have water available to waste. So I would like to thank the Regional Board staff for their review and input on the city's irrigation best management practices, as well as the Recycled Water User's Guide. And I'd also like to thank the board, like to thank you for your consideration of this resolution, which is of great importance to the North Coast region's water supply. The use of recycled water for approved non-potable use as part of the region's water supply mix will allow us to conserve valuable potable water for the region's benefit. Thank you much for your time.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Any questions by board members? Staff? Okay. Thank you for your presentation. The next card I have is Brenda Adelman, and then who has 10 minutes, and then after that, Craig Lichty. I may have mispronounced your name, but be ready to testify.
Brenda Adelman, thank you for the opportunity and for the extra time. One of the concerns I have is that this resolution is, in effect, telegraphing an intention of the board that I believe should only come after the basin plan review process. And I understand that the state is encouraging all of the state to do a lot more recycling, and that they have very large goals in this regard, but that we have special circumstances in that the Laguna de Santa Rosa and many of our creeks and streams are so very impaired, and I feel strongly that this is premature, and that this resolution implies that you support runoff. And I think all of that needs to wait until you've had an opportunity to hear all of the testimony and comments about that, because basically what I see you as doing is heading towards elimination of the summer discharge prohibition. And that is so critically important to people who recreate in the river and who have a lot of human contact in the summertime. The prohibition goes from May 15th to October 1st, and that's when the river is most highly used. It's also the time when we're experiencing very low flows in the river, so that whatever toxins are get into the river and whatever impairments are there are exacerbated by any discharges. Now, it was said that I have a lot of issues. First of all, I think the city's worked very hard on this, and they made some good points. But I'm concerned about cumulative impacts and the inability to totally and control these incidental runoff situations. I think they are trying to put a lot of things in place that would control it to a great extent, but I think a lot of it might not work. I know the city's being asked currently to conserve 15%, and they're actually conserving 10%. And they put in a good effort, and they've got good staff, but sometimes it's just too hard to get these things done. And they run into problems, and that's totally understandable. But my concern is that this board needs to look at the water quality impacts of the potential of what might come about. Now, this project is for new growth and new development. It's not for current users. So in a sense, the city's looking to offset water supply for future development, for the most part, not current development. I'm concerned about, there's all kinds of new, now usually the Title 22 is quoted quite a bit as being the protector of human health in terms of water quality requirements in contact with this water, the tertiarily treated water. But I have to say that Title 22 just has not kept up with all the information that's been coming out. And I, a couple of months ago, gave you a copy of 200 pages of articles and studies to all the different new information that's coming out about things like pharmaceuticals and personal care products and the many toxins that go way, way beyond the CTR toxins. There's like 80,000 chemicals on the market. So I'm giving you one more copy of this just to have in the record for this. I also have a copy of the article called Down the Drain, which, it's a study that was done in the San Francisco Bay Area where they studied the wastewater and identified chemicals from various different establishments and residences and the chemicals that were coming into their waste stream. These things just aren't all being taken out by the waste treatment process, and perhaps the city needs to consider more advanced treatment in order to do these projects. I also have some articles. I have enough for all of you. And when there was this request to have the city conserve, and there were articles in the Press Democrat about all the people who were over-irrigating their lawns, and granted, a program could address some of that, but nevertheless, it's real hard to get people to change their habits. And I also have copies of an article that came out recently about a study showing that if you take various different chemicals and they're at low, no toxic event effect levels, and you combine them, you come up with a toxic reaction that goes way beyond what the individual chemicals create. And Title 22 just doesn't begin to look at any of that. And I'm beginning to have concerns about the possible impact on children for irrigating areas where children have heavy use. So those are, you know, a lot of concerns. And I realize a lot of these things are unregulated and that this is the cutting edge. But human health is becoming a very important aspect of the article. Many of the articles you read in the newspapers now, that cancer incident rates are very high. I have, you know, one of our board members died last year from leukemia, and another board member was just diagnosed with breast cancer. And I know so many people with cancer now. It just is devastating. It really is. And there are more and more people saying that in a lot of cases, there are things in our environment, whether they're coming through the water or coming through other sources, that we just need to take this more seriously. And you're at a disadvantage because it just takes so long to come up, study these things and come up with regulations. But I'm just asking you not to rush this process. And the resolution seems to provide a foregone conclusion that you support incidental runoff and low-threat discharges. And if you look at any one little small incident, it sounds like no big deal. But nobody's really given a really good description of what incidental means and what's going to happen if you have 20 different incidental runoffs in the same area at the same time. What is the combined effect of that? And I don't know that anyone can give you an answer right now, but I'm just asking you to go carefully. My notes are sort of scattered here, and I'm sure I'm forgetting things, but I think I've hit the main points, and I just ask you to go slowly on this, and I'm going to give this to your staff and want to make this part of the record for this and both also the Basin Plan Amendment, too. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Any board member questions?
Yeah. I just was wondering, if we don't recycle this water, do you have any ideas of what we should do with it?
I'm not saying there should be no recycling, and I don't want to say that, but I'm just saying that the board needs to carefully review the specific circumstances under which there'd be far less impact. And I'm starting to feel like even though there's over-irrigation with agriculture, that it might ultimately be safer to focus more on agriculture than urban reuse because there's less human contact directly. Granted, the runoff problem needs to be addressed no matter who uses it. That's of great concern. So it's a very complicated issue, and I don't have an easy answer. I'm just saying that we need a lot more study and discussion about it. Thank you.
Board Member Anderson.
Mr. Chairman. Brenda, I ask you a question I'll tend to inquire of the city as well, but I'm somewhat baffled, I guess, in terms of why we're dealing so much here with Santa Rosa, and there are others already doing urban reuse type programs. And I guess, do you have concerns with other jurisdictions currently practicing urban reuse?
I'm not sure which ones you're referring to.
I mean, I think of Rohnert Park, I think of Windsor.
Yeah, I have expressed concerns about those, and didn't have the opportunity to do anything publicly, but I have discussed things with your staff, and I'm just kind of one person. I don't always follow through on everything I want to follow through on, and I do have concerns, and yet when the regional board takes an action, it has a broad scope, and whatever you decide could have impacts throughout the whole North Coast and not just Santa Rosa. So it takes on a much greater importance. And as I said, I don't want to say no irrigation, but I just want you to consider all this new information that's coming out and the potential risks that we may be affecting here.
Any other board member questions? We have one other speaker for a 3-minute time period, and that's Craig Lichty, and from the Water Reuse Association.
Thank you. It's Craig Lichty, but that's close.
Lichty.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very much. Hi, it's nice to be here. My name's Craig Lichty. I am the president-elect of the California Water Reuse Association, and I'm also serving on the National Board of Directors of Water Reuse. And we represent about 330 affiliates that include leading universities, other regulatory bodies like yourself, water agencies and wastewater agencies in 22 states and 6 countries. I just recently returned from our 3-day symposium in Tampa to discuss many of the issues you've been hearing about today. And I'd like to talk first about from a national perspective to state and then to Sonoma County. And some of this will be a big review for you, but I'd like to read it into the record. Water recycling for irrigation has been in place for over 30 years, and the academic community and the state regulatory agencies have studied this and evaluated it extensively throughout that period, refining and improving our methods as we do in our other regulated areas such as water supply or air quality. We now have 1,600 sites in operation in Florida, Texas, Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington, and Hawaii. And recycled water is a drought-proof water supply, and it supports sustainable and environmentally responsible water and wastewater management philosophies. It's motherhood and apple pie, we believe. We have recent case studies, which you can get at www.waterreuse.org, that talk about programs in all the states, using them for a variety of uses. The important thing to consider is the water quality and its intended purpose. In California, the California Water Plan, Bulletin 160, is in the process of being updated. And from a state perspective, we simply do not meet our water supply goals now or into the future if water recycling is not a significant portion of our portfolio. Indeed, it's the Achilles heel because there is no driver. There is no regulatory requirement for agencies to pursue recycled water projects. All of our other water supply sources are drying up, if you will, and yet there's no impetus behind communities to go out and create this water recycling supply that the state is so desperately needing. And when you consider climate change, Colorado River diversion reductions, and the recent pumping decisions in the Bay Delta, the emphasis for the need for recycled water and the support in the legislative and regulatory arena is really big. It's a critical need for this renewable, drought-proof water supply. In state of California, Title 22, they are the most stringent requirements and regulations that exist in the United States today. California has generally been a leader in all areas of regulatory compliance. Title 22 is no different. We've heard about a lot of concern in the public right now with compounds that are in the air and the water and their exposure to them.
And then you'll need to sum up.
Okay. The exposures from recycled water and irrigation compared to our other daily exposures are essentially non-existent. In Sonoma County, we're facing mandatory reductions in water. We have 6,000 acres of land here that are currently irrigated, and that the resolution in front of you is really a reasonable, common-sense approach. And with the program that I just heard outlined by the City of Santa Rosa, you could be assured that you have the checks and balances to have a good management. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions? Board members. We had one other speaker card. Mr. Anderson has a question.
You just said checks and balances, and it may not be fair to ask you this question, but previous speaker said hasn't heard a definition of incidental, and I guess I'm curious myself as to when it is and when it's not.
The definition that I'm familiar with working in California is much the same definition that you heard from the prior description. Incidental is air spray runoff from a vaporization of water or a broken irrigation head. It's not sheet flow of water off a site into a gutter that we do see occasionally in our communities, in some places worse than others. But that is poor management practices. And I think with the program that we heard about that sets forth a bunch of prescriptive design reviews, construction reviews, ongoing operations and maintenance, and then the ability of the city to turn off a customer if they're not obeying the water management guidelines and best management practices, I think you can manage the incidental aspect, which is not this kind of sheet flow off sites. Does that answer your question? Thank you.
Gene Debereux, 3 minutes, followed by David Richardson, 3 minutes, and then Richard Burt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and the board. My name is Jean Debereux. I'm representing the Water Reuse Foundation, which is different than the Water Reuse Association. It's the research arm of the Water Reuse Association. And I, along with 25 other academics and water professionals, help steer the monies that are being used to the high priority water quality and water quantity research objectives for recycled water. And in doing that, not only do we stay on top of what's going on in the world of recycled water, but the overlapping water organizations that play into that, and that's including American Water Works Association Research Foundation, the Water Environment Research Foundation that does the water and the wastewater research for the country and internationally, also the U.S. EPA, National Science Foundation, et cetera, et cetera. So we're in charge of maintaining a knowledge base of what is the latest and greatest going on there, what are the high priority issues, and then addressing those issues with national and state funding. There continue to be water quality and quantity issues that are being researched, whether that's optimizing disinfection, minimizing undesirable byproduct formation, looking into new and more efficient technologies for water and wastewater and recycled water treatment, or the occurrence, fate, and transport and toxicological relevance of non-regulated water quality constituents that were reviewed before or that were discussed before, and their behavior in natural and engineering systems. It is my opinion and the opinion of water quality professionals that I'm associated with at the Water Reuse Foundation that if urban reuse, that is irrigation with highly treated recycled water, is performed by best management practices, that there is no a health threat to humans and the environment if it is done in the proper manner with the right water quality. I'm going to echo the comments from my previous, from the speaker before me, that this is really a common sense issue, and it's not a high priority issue that that these research foundations are looking at that can potentially have a human or environmental health impact. This is a good way to use recycled water. Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Thank you. David Richardson, followed by Richard Burt, and then Jack McKenzie. Or Jake McKenzie, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, Dave Richardson, the Executive Director of the Russian River Watershed Association. First, as the association, our mission is to protect watershed resources, including water quality in the Russian River and its tributaries. Representing our members who rely on the river for its water supply, regional fisheries, and habitat, we're highly motivated to ensure that water quality is protected during the spring, summer, and fall non-discharge season. So we support the policy statement because it helps our water industry focus on managing potable and recycled water wisely, efficiently, and effectively, minimizes runoff, and protects the resources of the Russian River by spending local resources wisely, including Windsor's current efforts at urban irrigation and agricultural irrigation, Rohnert Park's urban irrigation, and Sonoma County Water Agency's urban and agricultural irrigation. And finally, we applaud Santa Rosa's efforts in developing and implementing the Recycled Water User's Guide, which we think is going to lay out those best management practices that have been discussed by the previous speakers. Thank you.
All right. Any board member questions? Okay. Thank you. Richard Burt.
Good afternoon. Richard Burt. I'm the Public Works Director for the Town of Windsor. Your nearest neighbor here who has been using recycled water for urban offset purposes for many years. As you know, we have a residential subdivision of some 445 homes that has been plumbed and was designed for the sole intent of using recycled water to offset potable water for irrigation purposes. We use it for parks, the town green. We use it for the Windsor Golf Course. And we feel that we have been good stewards and responsible users of recycled water over many years. When I was here in June, when we were having our permit renewed, we received many what I would call accolades from regional board staff for the way that the town has managed its recycled water and its plant and in a very responsible fashion. I think the resolution that you have before you, certainly we totally support. We have been asking for something like this for many, many years. It merely recognizes the reality that we all live with. And in a context of our responsible management of a very valuable renewable resource. So I would, again, encourage you to support the resolution before you.
Okay, any board member questions? Thank you for your testimony.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, board members. Pleasure to be here in front of you this afternoon. For the record, I promise you that I will be forthright, as I am in other days, and I am a high-quality individual. That being said, I'm also the chair of the Russian River Watershed Association. I'm also the chair of the Water Advisory Committee to the Sonoma County Water Agency and the vice mayor of the city of Rohnert Park, all of which responsibilities weigh heavily upon me as I appear in front of you today. One of your board members had wondered about other cities. I'll start off by saying I'm here from the city of Rohnert Park. We use more recycled water than any other community in Sonoma County. We use, on average, 1,000 acre-feet each year. It irrigates institutional acreages at most of our city parks, both of our golf courses, the Rancho Cotati High School, and Sonoma State University. This has been going on for two decades. It is a significant aspect of local water supply, and in fact, our contracts, you know, our agreements with Sonoma County Water Agency in the area of water supply, this is something that is a very important aspect of how we are helping to meet these reductions that are required this year, and this will happen on into the future. We also are a 20% partner with the City of Santa Rosa as they operate their sub-regional wastewater treatment plant, and it's particularly important to us that they maintain that ability that they have requested from you to encourage water reclamation and conservation of water resources in the Russian River watershed. I've read your staff report. I've read the resolution. It lays out these matters clearly. And so on behalf of 11 cities, 11 cities and counties and special districts in our Watershed Association, I'm here in front of you this afternoon to urge you to adopt Resolution 2007-73. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any board member questions? Okay. Is there anyone else in the audience that filled out a slip? If not, we'll close the hearing part and have it come back to the board. Board Member Massey.
Well, I would certainly give you a motion to adopt that resolution. I'm not insensitive to the concerns that Ms. Edelman has over xenobiotics and others, but I simply think that this is a process that we are going to be solving for the next 50 years or more, because as soon as we solve the ones we have, we will recompound chemicals and wind up with something else. So I think this is an ongoing problem, and it's something that we need to be aware of, but I would give you a motion to adopt the resolution.
Is there a second?
Also second.
Is there any further board discussion? Board Member Anderson.
As I said, I was going to ask the city in terms of their definition of incidental, what is and what's not.
Thank you, Jennifer Burke with the City of Santa Rosa. As I mentioned in the presentation, the difference between runoff and incidental runoff is that incidental runoff is those occasions when, having all the best management practices in place, there still is the opportunity for some water to move off-site, such as from windblown spray or if you have a broken sprinkler head, something that could cause water to come off-site of the irrigated area and go onto a sidewalk, for say. That answer your question?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm tempted to wade into the city's revisions to our resolution, although I find it pretty difficult to wrap my brain around something that I opened the packet when I sat down here on this item. So it's I'm seeing the city's lack of interest in doing it, so I guess deference of time, I won't. I do have another question for representative from, I guess, the applicant, the city. In terms of, a statement was made that the fear that we're, by adopting this resolution, we're going down a path towards the elimination of the summertime prohibition. Is that, I guess, just I'm curious, the city's response or comment to that comment that was made during the public hearing here.
Is the question is not about our testimony, but somebody else's testimony, where they, I believe maybe it was Ms. Edelman, indicating that that's the route you would be taking. I can't speak to the route you would be taking, but it's not the intent of the City of Santa Rosa to do discharge, which is not in compliance with the current regulations, which are seasonal in nature. We don't view this as discharge, and it's this incidental issue that was just described, you know, water blowing off of a site or getting onto a sidewalk now, you know, that would be a violation today, and that's really to make an investment in an urban reuse project where there's potential for third-party lawsuits and other kinds of legal action over water getting off of the site through, you know, in an incidental way, as been described to you earlier. We don't view that as modifying the discharge requirements at all. So I'm struggling to answer your question, but I mean, because we don't view it that way at all. Is that what you were looking for?
Okay, thank you. And it, you know, I don't quite know what I'll make comment here that Shakespeare who said he doth protest too much. I mean, it's one of these, I'm not quite clear what the city's desire to get this board on record at this point in time on a resolution that's, by its nature, has to be soft. I mean, there we don't have the facts in front of us. We have a process in place to deal with this issue, and it's, used the term before today, baffling to this member, at least, as to what the city is expecting this board, by its action, to give them.
Is that a question? I can.
Well, you can see that there's some question in my mind.
Yeah, I think we were clear in that we are working on a project which will ultimately potentially expend $120 million. We think that incidental runoff is a debt, you know, is something that will preclude us from doing what the. By not having rules that address incidental runoff, that would preclude us from doing this project in the manner that we're talking about doing and expending those kind of funds beyond design would be very difficult for the Board of Public Utilities and our ratepayers in the subregional system. So what this is, in discussion with your staff, is that we know that this is what the board's thinking about, that incidental runoff is not a discharge, that it's not detrimental to the to the waters, and that in fact you're going to be modifying the basin plan to do that very thing. So by telegraphing that to the city and the Board of Public Utilities, we can go back to them and say, look, it'll make sense to go forward with designing this urban reuse project, waiting for the basin plan amendment to get done, and then developing the project as we talked about. So I think in my testimony I said we were talking about design early part of next year, construction the following year. Hopefully the basin plan will be amended by then. It will be very difficult for us if you don't adopt the resolution. If your intent is not to allow incidental runoffs of this type, then we may have to select a different type of project in order to comply with the conditions of our permit.
Well then you have to, I will engage you in that point in terms of what in this resolution do you read that this board is adopting the allowance for incidental runoff?
I think that's the intent of the resolution. That's how we read it. Subject to best management practices. It goes on and on. I don't really, I could read it to you, I think.
Perhaps because it's one from being involved with the terror of mandatory minimums, and Mr. Clamp can probably answer this for us, but if you have an incidental runoff, which you've done everything you possibly can to contain recycled water, but to use it wisely, and you do everything you can, but you wind up with either an overspray, which winds up in the street, or close to a storm gutter, as it stands right now, would that not get you a mandatory minimum?
I'm not entirely sure on that. Is David Leland? No, it wouldn't. John Short's saying that it would not at this point.
It would, though, possibly subject you to third-party lawsuits under the Clean Water Act because it is a violation of our basin plan prohibition, and that's the concern right now.
Okay.
That if it went through the stormwater drain into the waterway, that would be problematic because it's not in compliance with our basin plan.
But it just gets close. But it's out there in the street. Okay, and what Mr. Scholes is saying is that you can't develop good public policy if you have to live in fear of what happens, even though you do your very best, you train your people, you run around, you make sure that you are doing everything that Ms. Burke said you're doing, and still, something gets out there. What you have done is stymied the entire process of recycling. And that's nuts.
I'll take that as my answer.
Well, it's only because of having lived with a board that has a system where we irrigate the youth park in Forestville, you can't do it. I mean, if you have to live in fear. So, I think that's the problem, is that if we are on record saying, yeah, we support the use of recycled water, we support the use of reclamation, and we recognize that doing everything you can possibly do as well as you can possibly do it, you still may have a problem.
At this point, the resolution does not commit us to any specific definitions of incidental runoff. It does say that we are going to consider a basin plan amendment to allow discharge of small amounts of potable and treated recycled water if appropriate best management practices are implemented. All of those terms have not yet been defined, and that's why we do still have the process of the basin plan amendment coming up, which will answer, I think, a lot of those questions before it comes to the board, and then if those questions aren't answered, the board has the opportunity to ask staff to get those answers. Some of those questions that you had previously of how much water are we talking about, what is incidental, what are, you know, those type of things, I think have not been defined here purposefully, have not committed the board in any sort of way, because we can't at this point.
Right. In a way, this is a very tiny part of the public hearing process. This is just a resolution of support for, in effect, urban recycling that indicates we're going to consider it, even though there may or may not be incidental effects and there may or may not be additional considerations. And that allows, if I understand it, Santa Rosa enough assurance that they're not going to waste the money. Otherwise, if it appears we won't consider it, why will they spend the money to design it? They won't, and I get back to Mr. Massey's comment, then we've shut down all recycling because we won't even give a policy in favor of it that we will consider in urban situations on incidental. And I just think we have extensive mechanisms to support the public interest when we get the specific proposal, and that's when we really have to bore into it. In the meantime, I would hope that we come out in favor of urban recycling.
Mr. Anderson, the one question that you didn't ask, and it's the one I think that's the Herculean task, is exactly quantify for me what incidental runoff is. Is it the teaspoon? Is it a cup? Is it a quart? Is it a... And I guarantee that's a Herculean task, and that's one that you never make anybody happy with.
I am going to ask that question of the city, and several speakers have referred to this. The city has the capacity to turn off water where there's waste. At what point do you turn it off?
We have two opportunities or authorities for the Director of Utilities. One is our water waste ordinance. If there is water waste, which is defined as runoff, off-site, or a leak and break on the system, customers are notified and given a warning to fix the problem. They have, if corrective action is not taken, the Director of Utilities then has that authority to turn the water off. So he has the authority, as long as 15-day written notice is given, he can turn the water off. Our goal is to work with the customers to identify where the problem is and try to provide every assistance that we can to help them address and fix the problem, because we don't like to use that if we can help it, but that authority is there. For
I take that to mean that it's a small amount or a large amount of is occurring?
Anything that would be a violation of the water waste ordinance, which would be runoff or would be a break or leak in their system on site. And then with recycled water use, in the user's guideline, we do have the authority, the director of utilities has the authority to immediately terminate service if there's any violation of the requirements for recycled water service.
And to staff, I guess, in terms of the wording of the resolution, line 3 and number 1, referencing potable water, have we prohibition of runoff of potable water?
Currently, most point source discharges during the dry weather season are prohibited by the basin plan. But I think there's some confusion in that the basin plan prohibits reaching the Russian River and its tributaries, not necessarily a neighbor's property or a street or something like that. So, of course, there can be an argument made that next time it rains, if there's any pollutants that they're left after the water evaporates, that would then make it to surface waters. Did that get at your question?
Okay. Any further board member questions? Okay.
I'm going to propose something, a item number 3 here in terms of page 4 of the resolution, therefore be it resolved. That, and I don't have the exact wording, but I'm trying to accommodate both sides, I guess, in this discussion. I mean, I take the view that this board is supportive of recycled water use. It doesn't get in the way of recycled water use. We're not, I mean, there are city representatives here today using it without problem, near as I can tell. And I'm just still struck by being asked as a board member to support some language that's ill-defined. I mean, I don't know any better way of saying we're being asked to declare our allegiance towards the idea of something that isn't before us, the facts aren't here, and we have a process in place for considering it. So to that, then, I add a third and a side board on the other side of this discussion, and that's that this board is not interested in eliminating the summertime prohibition.
As the maker of the motion, I would accept that.
If you need a second, I'll second.
Okay. We have an amendment. There's been a motion and second. All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. Now we're on the main motion. Is there any further comment? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Abstentions, the motion carries unanimously. To the board, I want to, if we can keep focused, because we waved off lunch, and so I'd just soon finish up.